guys, and welcome back for another episode of the Social Hour Podcast, a podcast for sewists by sewists. I'm your host, Ashley.
And I'm your host, Bethany. And on today's episode, we are just celebrating our one-year anniversary. I know. Last week we did like a review, like a year in review, and we really kind of focused on our guests. Mm-hmm. But I feel like this is officially like the 1 year mark of when we started the Social Hour.
Yeah.
And I thought it would be fun for you and I to talk about our experience with doing this. Mm-hmm. And the doors it's opened, the doors it's closed. Mm-hmm. And what we have planned for our next year.
Kind of.
Like what we're kind of shifting gears a little bit. And you know, we're doing this based off our listeners' feedback, right? Mm-hmm. So you know, we hope no one's disappointed. We're not gonna change everything completely, but we're gonna be leveling up our game. Mm-hmm. In some ways, we're going to be shifting focus a little bit. In some ways, we're going to get back to why we started this podcast. Mm-hmm. Some of those root reasons. But that's not to take away from all the great experiences we've had this year. So mm-hmm. by any means.
Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah. We're going to focus more on sewing. And that's, we have had a few comments saying mm-hmm. that, you know, they want us to talk a little bit more about sewing, and we do talk about sewing with our guests,
but we don't dive deep into like sewing techniques or sewing themes or sewing, you know, what's on trend or, you know, any like machines. We don't really dive into that very much. We've really just kind of been diving into like getting to know our guests, and that's been our focus. And so I guess we'll just start with some of the changes that we're going to be making. Let's just knock that out. Okay. You want to do that?
Yeah.
So this past year, we kind of fell into a format of having four episodes a month, right? There's some that end up with five because of the way the Tuesdays line up. But we have three guests and then we do a host only episode. That's kind of been our routine for the year. And it's been great. We've met so many amazing guests and sewists from all around the world, which again, if you haven't listened to last week's episode, definitely take the time to do that, because we have a lot of new listeners that never went back and listened from the beginning. Mm-hmm. And we actually got several messages from people saying, hey, I'm a fairly new listener and I love you guys, but I didn't realize you had talked to some of these people before mm-hmm. that mm-hmm. I know or follow, or I would like to get to know, or they align with what I'm doing. And I want to go. So now people are going back and listening to us from the beginning, which is awesome. And we love that. Uh-huh. And so that's kind of why we did that podcast last week. But moving forward, we're going to kind of shift gears a little bit. So one of the reasons we're going to shift gears, or one of the ways we're going to shift gears, is we're not going to have guests as frequently. Not because we don't love having guests, but it is with our schedules getting busier and busier. My work schedule, my other schedules, Ashley is ramping up more patterns and doing so much more. I mean, and this podcast takes a lot of time. So mm-hmm. one thing we've noticed as this year has progressed is it's becoming more and more challenging to schedule and coordinate with our guests around schools and kids and work and their lives and our lives. It's just really challenging because our window of opportunity to record is very small. And so, you know, we've decided that we still want to have guests on, but mm-hmm. maybe not three out of the four episodes a month, maybe just one. Okay. Yeah. So that's kind of going to be the biggest shift that you guys are going to see coming into this new season for us, which I'm excited about because, you know, while our guests have been fabulous and our listeners love hearing from them, to be frank, our most listened episodes are the ones where we're talking about sewing just Ashley and I, and we're not, mm-hmm. we don't have a guest. And it's because we're diving in deeper about sewing.
Right.
And that's telling us that that's what our listeners really want to hear about more than anything else. And that's fine. But they still love our guests because they still listen. So we want to kind of switch things up and see how it goes.
Yeah.
We'll see how it goes. Mm-hmm. So we still want to have our guests and we still love our guests.
Yeah. And I think that appreciate them. Our approach to having guests might be mm-hmm. like a subject matter expert in what we're talking about that week, which would be really fun.
Yeah.
So yeah. We'll really dive into like just, you know, sewing. And then also we're going to go down the road of, you know, further educating because we are
like, educators.
We're sewing. We're natural born teachers, right? And we just love to teach. So
Ashley with her tutorials, me with my singer job, like that's what we do. That's my job title. So like it's what we're passionate about. And it's kind of the reason we started this is to build a community and create that. And I think we've done that. I think we've expanded our community because of our guests. So I'm not discrediting that at all. Mm-hmm. I don't want to lose that aspect of it. But I do want to get back to diving in deeper. We may have some shorter episodes because of it, where we just really focus in on a specific niche or a specific technique. And we kind of go through some examples and those kind of things. But so they may not be as long of an episode, some of them, which is fine. But we just want to make sure that we're still holding in true to why we started this, because we want to educate and encourage and empower people to continue sewing or pick up sewing or learn to sew or try something new.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've been inspired by our guests over the last year. Now we're ready to dive in and like start applying some of these things that we've learned from them and dive in a little deeper. And we'll probably have some of them back on to talk about it because they are subject matter experts, as you said, on a lot of things that you and I may not be. So it would be smart of us to include them and continue to branch out. The other thing I think people don't realize is the sewing community, you know, we've had a lot of people say, oh, I'd love to hear from this guest. You should have this person on. You should have that. And I'm like, oh, I would too. I would love that. And you message them and then you message them and then you email them and you message them and you don't ever hear from them. And that's fine. You know, maybe it just gets lost in all of their other messages. It happens. Or maybe they're just not interested. Maybe they're not comfortable with being on a podcast or doing something like that. Like, we don't know. And so that was the other challenge. And as someone who was kind of responsible for scheduling and connecting and coordinating with our guests, it was a big challenge for me to continually like fight that battle of like finding the next person and the next guest and the next business or whatever and keeping it very, a very diverse sewing, you know, audience as well, like making sure that we're featuring different types of sewing, not just the things we're comfortable with. So it's definitely been a challenge. It's been worth it, but I think we need to kind of take a step back and go, let's shift things up a little bit. So I hope you guys are excited about that. We're excited about it. We're pumped. We're, like I said, still going to have guests on, but instead of having three guests a month and one host only episode, we're going to kind of flip flop that. And, you know, that's kind of going to be our approach moving forward. But that's not all that we're doing.
No.
It's not all that we're changing. Mm-mm. And Ashley's been working on some stuff. So along that theme of us diving deeper on sewing topics and techniques and all those kind of things, we want to support you all beyond just listening to us for a little bit on a Tuesday. So we're working on building some curriculum and courses and resources for you all to be able to take what we share on our podcast and grow it and expand it and have something tangible that you can continue to reference back to when you're trying to learn that new technique or whatever it may be. And those are going to be resources that will be available on our website that will help amplify and challenge you and grow and learn new things when it comes to sewing. Because at the end of the day, nobody knows everything about sewing. I don't believe that. Like, I feel like there's always a different way of doing things. There's always so many different types of sewing. There's always something new coming out. Like, nobody can say that they 100% have mastered sewing. I just don't think that's realistic. And so we want to continue to learn and grow. And we want to do that with you and challenge you guys to do that with us. And so I hope you're excited about those resources. And we have one that I think we're going to launch the next week.
Yes.
When we first dive into our first topic as hosts, which is going to be
a guide to accurate body measurements for sewing garments.
Yes. It dives in very deep.
Yeah.
Great information, great pictures, great tutorial. If you're struggling with getting a good fit when you're sewing up garments and you're going based off maybe three measurements for a pattern, that could be why. Or maybe you're not taking those measurements correctly. And just assuming you are. So we really dives in deep. This is definitely some knowledge that we've kind of learned over this last year specifically, where we've gone in pretty deep with pattern drafting.
Yeah.
And we've taken a lot of what we've learned with that experience and gone, and it's improved our sewing experience of our own garments. And we're like, okay. We're going to dive in a little deeper on that.
When it came to the class that we took, it was quite confusing when they had the sizing chart and it was like, take this measurement and take this measurement. And I'm just like, I don't know what that is. And I don't know. So I was
there
like,
there were a lot of measurements we had never even heard of before because they're not usually included on patterns.
Yes.
But it's important to know how to take them.
Yeah.
Because knowing this information helps with the grading, right? So if you have to grade between sizes, right?
Mm-hmm. But like there was some that, because if you like, so let's say you're going to make a bodysuit, there's a measurement on that that I don't think anybody has ever seen before. Until you start making bathing suits and bodysuits, it's like girth. I don't know. So once in a while, you find a measurement that you don't know. So I've included every single type of measurement you can make on your body for every single instance so that you just know. And then you can refer back to it. You can have it in your records.
It's a printable or you can save it to your computer.
Yeah.
It's a download PDF. And we're going to make that available next week when we dive in a little more on this topic.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be our first topic and our first resource. And we're going to kind of dive into this subject for our first few, I think, and kind of get into measurements and ease and making those adjustments and grading. And so it's going to be really fun to kind of get into that a little more. And then, yeah, we'll go from there. And of course, you guys, if there's a topic that you want us to dive into, please let us know. It could be a technique. It could be a sewing niche. It could be whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, we're here for it. And we want to be sure that we're giving you guys the resources and the content that you're wanting. So I'm excited about this because now we're taking it beyond the podcast and giving you something that you can continue to utilize in your sewing journey.
Yeah. So. And with that being said, it probably will end up being more visual sometimes, depending on the video. So definitely go over to the YouTube channel and subscribe because some you might want to actually watch. So
or
that
save
you can
to watch later.
Yeah, exactly.
Reference back. Yeah, for sure. And we're almost to 1,000 followers or subscribers on YouTube. That's a big goal for us. We are really close to that. I think I posted about it last week that we were really hoping to get to that goal by our 1 year. So if you aren't subscribed to our YouTube channel, just hop on over and click on that subscription button. There's actually quite a few people that messaged and said, I watch your YouTube, but I didn't even realize I wasn't subscribed yet. But because you watch, the algorithm is going to continue to put it in front of you without even you being subscribed.
Right.
So be sure you take the 2 seconds to hit the subscribe button. It really does go a long way for us. And it's going to help us continue to be able to carry on with this podcast because it's not cheap to do. And help us continue to work on resources to be able to give to you guys. So if you guys can do that, that would be a huge favor to us. And just the simplest and freest and easiest way that you can say thanks for all that we've done over the last year with this podcast. I mean, you guys love it. So we appreciate you.
To talk about today is my pattern release day.
Oh, yes. Oh my gosh. So while y'all are listening to this on Tuesday, last Friday, Ashley released her backpack pattern called the Jackpack.
Photo here.
She's going to put her hand up for a photo. Oh my gosh. Y'all, it's great. She's been working on this since last year. And then she wasn't able to get it done for school year release.
I wasn't able to this year either.
And she said, well, I've got all year to finish it. And I'm like, yeah, totally. And we started a podcast and we went down a completely different path. And so here it was like this summer, it was like June or something. And I was like, you need it, or June or July. And I was like, hey, when are you going to release that backpack pattern? She's like, oh yeah. And she's been working on it nonstop. And I think, honestly, I'm kind of glad you waited to release it till this year because of the experiences and exposure and things you've learned this year through our podcast.
Yeah. And the testers I had
totally amplified the result.
Yeah.
It would not be the same pattern experience for the consumer had it been released last year versus this year.
Yeah. And I
you leveled up big time.
I tested the pattern too, which I probably wouldn't have last year.
But now, you know, and you even had a lot of our guests that we've had on the podcast test it for you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So exactly. That's awesome. Or people we've met through the podcast. So
Elizabeth, Tanya, yeah. Marrera.
Yeah. Yep. And then I think you said Kasaya was going to do a video on it.
I sent her the pattern. So she said she would sew one up on one of her lives.
That's awesome.
I know.
So I mean, like, that kind of support is priceless.
It is. And I'm just like,
and then they're sharing it.
I'm so honored.
Yeah. She was like, should I test? I was like, yes. And you should ask these people. And she's like, are you sure? I was like, abso-frickin-lutely. And I can guarantee they're going to say yes because they love you. And she's like, but I don't know. And I'm like, you need to ask them. And they were so honored and so excited and happy to do it. And I think that speaks volumes. So I'm so proud of you.
Yeah. I'm super excited.
It's a big deal. So if you haven't seen her jackpack, check. Oh my gosh, it's a tongue twister. Jackpack backpack. That's
backpack,
I have to sing it.
Backpack. Yes, you do. You have to sing it.
It's the only way I could probably say it right. But if you haven't seen it, we'll include a link in the description. You need to go check it out. Mm-hmm. This is a very thorough option. It's two sizes.
Yep.
So there's two sizes. There's tons of options. This isn't like some little dinky backpack. This is like a legit backpack, better than what you could buy at the store for your kids and save so much money not spending $150 on a backpack.
Mm-hmm.
And like some of these really nice ones that it's comparable to are hundreds of dollars.
Yeah. I also did I took time and care into adding features that you don't typically see in a backpack pattern. Like my son requested that there be little pockets on the
I love that.
Straps.
Yeah.
You know, and like it's been confirmed that you can fit your cell phone in there or you can fit rocks. Like whatever you want to put in that, he's going to put rocks. You're probably going to put your earbuds or your cell phone.
Yeah. It's and like a little mesh stretchy pocket right there on the strap. And one of your testers said that her phone fits perfectly in it. I was like, that's great.
Mine does too. And it got like the biggest freaking phone. So
that's awesome.
Yeah. And then on the inside, there's like an electronics pocket so that you can like keep it separate from, you know, your,
like
lunch.
Your laptop.
Yes,
or
exactly.
Tablet. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Keep it separate from the things that could possibly, or even just like books. Like my kids come home with drenched books because their water bottle, even just like condensation.
Yeah.
Right. Will saturate a book that they brought home from the library. And I'm just like, I'm so sorry to the librarian, you know, or I have to replace it or something. So just to have that nice pocket to separate the two things. And then there's also a stretch elastic pocket for your water bottle so it doesn't fall over, which they put it on the outside and it falls out. Like they'll put the backpack in the box.
And there is pockets on the outside edge too if you wanted to use that. But there's pocket on the inside to keep it upright and stable.
Right. But the ones on the outside, when they do use it, if they like go in the bus quickly and they just throw their backpack on the ground and the water bottle falls out and then you don't realize it because it's probably rolled down the bus, you know? So
I feel like you've been down this scenario before.
Yes, everything has been very thought out with this backpack.
And your kids have had some input on what they want, like Jack's feature with the pocket on the strap. I would have never thought to do that, but I know I've seen bags with pockets on straps, but I wouldn't have thought to do that. And so it's really cool that he was like, you know, really like pocket right here.
No,
you know,
so that's why I named
so that's been
him.
Cool. Yeah. And so then there's a big pocket on the front. There's an extra zipper pouch on the front. Like This thing's mm-hmm. huge. It's got a ton of room, but there's two different sizes. So if you've got like a younger kid, you may want to make the smaller size. If you've got a bigger kid,
yeah, that's make pretty a bigger much size. How it is that like, especially for like a little one going into like JK, junior kindergarten mm-hmm. or something, like the big one's going to be way too big on your, yeah. on your little one. So I was like, okay.
But you can make the big one for yourself as yes, an adult. Exactly.
But I was only going to do one size.
Yeah.
And then I was talking to Elizabeth, which is handmade by EZM, and she said that it was large on her little boy. And I was like, well, that settles it. I'm making two sizes. Like, that's yep. all it took. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, I redrafted an entire second size of backpack. But I was like, no, like, that's true.
It makes sense.
My kids are 9 and 11 right now. So, like, I wasn't thinking that, but.
Yeah.
So
and even the not like excited. Even Jack, like it's still kind of big on him.
It is, yeah.
But it's he doesn't mind, and he's a little boy, and you know it's fine. But you know, I mean, as an adult, I take a backpack to work when I go to the office,
mm-hmm.
and it's got my place for my laptop and my pouch and all these things, like little things. And I'm like, maybe I should just make one mm-hmm. and use that for my work backpack because I travel with that backpack. Like it goes everywhere with me.
Yeah,
and I have to take my computer places. Mm-hmm. But I just got the industrial, so I'm not quite there at Ashley's level of bag making. So I know better than to try to attempt it right now.
Yeah,
but I will get there. Maybe the next time we get to meet up in person, we'll get to sew one up together. That would be really fun.
I want
to
play with your industrial.
Then you can sit there and sew me one on my industrial.
Yeah,
I'll buy all the supplies. You just use my industrial and sew it up. I actually, speaking of my industrial, I finally ordered some supplies for it because I haven't really been using it because I have the one needle that's on it.
Mm-hmm.
I have the one foot and I have the one bobbin.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so I couldn't even change threads.
Yeah.
So I ordered some stuff from, what is it? Waywack?
Wawak.
I don't know how to say it.
Wawak.
Wawak. Anyways, I ordered some stuff. It came very quickly. I got.
Oh, you got it already?
Yeah, I got 20 bobbins.
Whoa!
I got
okay. That's a lot. What? How much thread you got?
I will be growing my collection. I thought in advance.
And who are you buying your thread from?
Kasaya, of course. Obviously,
I'm trying to plug her.
Oh, for sure. She's going to be helping me master this machine and bag making too.
Yeah.
But I got a case. So I got a case for the bobbins
mm-hmm.
and the case holds like 25. So I just got like 20
yeah.
bobbins.
Yeah.
So I always have room to add more if I want, but I got, so it has a standard foot right now on the machine, but I got a nonstick foot and I got a zipper foot.
Nice.
And then I got two more. Like, I got a set of the screws to screw in the feet, just as backup.
Yeah.
I don't really know how that's going to work. Some needles.
Did you get a spring?
I did not get, they didn't have that. Maybe I didn't search for that, but I didn't get a spring, but I probably should. And then, I got one of those metal, it's like a seam gauge that you can just stick on the surface of your machine mm-hmm. to help with your seam allowance or making sure your seam straight. I got one of those. I've never used one.
Might work on this one though.
But it might like work it really well on this because yeah. it's all a metal machine.
Yeah.
And yeah, just might help with me until I get more comfortable with the machine.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't get away from me so much. But so those are the so I'm looking at it. This is some of the things that I got.
That's cool.
But I just sat it over there. I haven't really dove into it yet.
I probably have like three bobbins, but I really only use white and black. So,
well, you know, Kasaya was so sweet and sent me a little care package to celebrate me getting a machine, an industrial machine. So she sent me like I don't know, like a dozen threads, like wow. like 9 or 10 or something like that, like quite a few. And she gave me some. I let her pick colors. Mm-hmm. And then I already had purchased a couple of 45 weights from her that I could use in my domestic machine, but I could also use them in this industrial. And then the ones she sent me were 70 weights. So those are definitely industrial machine weight threads. And so I have a little bit of variety. I have some color choices. I have the rainbow variegated one too.
Mm.
That's which cool. I'm excited about.
That's so nice for like when you're like on my backpack, top stitching like your white pockets or something. Like that's when you would want to do something like that. So pretty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm excited to learn and play more. I need to dedicate some time to it. It's just, it's just hard.
Well, it's getting colder, so you'll probably not want to go outside as much.
Actually, it's the opposite.
You're like, I don't like to be outside. Cold. I'm going out.
Yeah. So I like it when it's warm and sunny. I love the summer. Mm-hmm. But if I'm going to be like in a pool or at the beach, you know, like the rest of the time, I'm like, I'm just sweating and I don't like to sweat at all. I do not like to be sweaty. Ugh.
I don't think anybody does.
There's some people that really enjoy like, oh, I had a good sweat. I went for a run or I worked out. Like even working out.
I'm showering immediately afterwards.
Even working out. Like even it got so hot that my garden just kind of got neglected because I was like, I go outside to water my plants at 8 o'clock in the morning and I'm sweating.
As you're freaking.
I'm like, I need to take another shower when I come inside. I'm like, oh.
You know what? Today it's 18 degrees.
What does that translate
64.
To?
64.
But it wasn't it like 100?
It was. Just yesterday, it felt like 100 degrees.
It's cooler today here, too. Right now, it's only 77 with a high of 83, which is actually really nice.
Beautiful walk this morning with Blue. Like, it was just like, oh my goodness, I had a light sweater on. Like, I'm just like.
I love this. Y'all, you got to know, like, a week ago when they had a cooler front come through, she was like, it's too cold. I'm freezing. I'm not ready for the winter.
I don't.
Like, and then it gets hot. She's like, it's too hot. I'm like, oh my God, there is no pleasing this.
I think I just like to complain about the weather.
That might be more accurate.
Nothing I can do.
But I love fall, so it's going to be hard because I'm going to want to be outside, and we have a fire pit, and we are big fans of sitting out by the fire in the evening. And we'll like do a little weenie roast or whatever, and we'll or grill out or something. We'll eat by the fire. The dogs each have their own chair, camp chair that they sit in, and we just like put all of our chairs around the fire pit, and we'll sit out there till midnight. It'll get below freezing and we're out there because we've got these Sherpa things that we wear and we've got blankets and we just bundle up and just sit out there. And it's something about like your toes being near the fire, but then the breeze, the chilly breeze across your face, but you're all bundled up. It's just it's so good. We sat out there in the
bugs
snow
are gone too, so it's like
you're mosquitoes, which are still bad right now. But we've even sat out there. Last year we were out there and it was snowing and we just sat out there by the fire in the snow.
Well, we do campfires.
I mean, it was just flurries.
We do campfires when there's snow on the ground.
Yeah.
Like it's especially if like, you know, you make a skating rink or something.
And we don't have that luxury in the South of skating rinks and collective snow. But if it flurries, we'll be sitting out there with it flurrying.
We're going to try another rink this year, I think.
Are you?
But we're not going to go so big. I think I'm just, because I was like, I envisioned like the kids on the street coming over. But it's like, you know what? At the end of the day, I just want my kids to be able to fit on it. So I think we're just going to make it like 8x10.
Yeah.
That's it. They don't need to like speed skate, you know? They just want to be on something and just have a little bit of fun, you know?
That's just wild to me. It never really stayed cold long enough for you guys last year. It would start to melt.
Yeah, and I had annual flowers that never died.
That's wild.
That's how warm it was in Canada when Southern Ontario. Yes. So like that's not
unusual.
Normal.
It'll be better. We had a pretty mild winter last year too here.
Usually
in the South.
It kind of goes back and forth, right? It goes like mild and then like you're gonna die in a frozen tundra. it's one or the other.
Yeah, we get ice storms. We don't really get a lot of snow. We get mostly
dangerous.
Ice. Yeah, we don't get like a dry snow. We have wet snow and it compacts into like a sheet of ice.
Ooh, that's so
yeah. You can walk on top of it and not even see your footprint.
Do you sink into it too, though? Like, does it like break? Oh.
No, it packs down.
Last year, actually.
And gets solid.
It was so dangerous that my father-in-law was outside chiseling the the ice off of the driveway because, I mean, he's in a older people complex where like everyone, if they broke a hip, they'd be like dead. Not them, but just other people.
Yeah.
And it's just like a fall hazard, like crazy. Well,
I don't know. We'll see what this year brings. I have to say, though, this past year, you and I have had some wild experiences and opportunities present themselves, all because of this podcast.
Yeah.
And so let's talk about that a minute, because one of the podcasts that did really well this year in views and listens and everything was our January first episode of the year of this year, setting sewing goals.
Mm-hmm.
And we set goals.
We sure did.
We had no idea what was coming next.
Yeah.
And all of that went out the window. And then we revisited it in June and we had a little recap. But we had some great responses to that first episode of setting goals, because a lot of people, Erin included, she even messaged us the other day and said, hey, like that, listening to that really spoke to me. She's like, I've never set goals for myself in like a personal aspect or career. And she's like, I took my business and I sat down and I wrote out goals of what I wanted to accomplish. And she said, it's the first time I've put it pen to paper on that, you know, and it helped her stay focused. She could reference back to them. She could make sure she was always working towards them when she was trying new things or doing stuff. And now she's grown her business astronomically because of it. She's building out her sewing space in her house in the basement, that she's going to have a dedicated space now. And I'm so proud of her. But for her to give that kind of feedback, it really warms my heart, because I'm a big fan of goal setting.
Yeah.
Even if you can't stick to them because life throws you curveballs, which is exactly what happened to Ashley and I. But we revisited and set new goals, and we're doing well with that. So, you know, we're kind of setting some new goals for the podcast for this new season.
But if we don't stick to our goals, it's amazing that we have listeners who are. And yeah. It was kind of,
and it's not that we didn't try. Just no. Life changes
happen. And those aren't necessarily gone. They're just on a little bit of a longer timeline now.
They're on a back
burner. We're going to do this like in this year. It was like, okay, well, maybe it's going to take us 2 years.
Yeah. Or maybe those aren't as important to me anymore. And I need to revisit what is, because now I'm doing pattern drafting.
Yeah.
And that was not even on my radar when we set our first goals. Next thing we know, Amy is wanting us to join her in a course and start helping her make patterns. And we're like, okay. Yeah. So I feel like this podcast has opened a lot of doors through our connections, through our guests, through people we've met.
We've really taken a deep dive into education, though. So I feel like we have learned so much in this past year that we are not even the same. So even the pattern that I just released, like that pattern alone is on a totally different level than my patterns have ever been. And a tribute to Amy, you know, helping us take this course. And then just like my thirst for knowledge after that, it's just kept going, that I'm just like, I have a projector file now.
And the support of our listeners, the support of our guests helping you with this pattern and test it. I mean, again,
next level.
So now I'm really excited to see what we do over this next year with the social hour. I mean, I'm excited to see how we continue to grow as SOAS, but I'm most excited to see how our listeners grow as SOAS through these new resources we're going to be offering them.
Yeah.
Diving in deeper into some sewing topics and techniques. I mean,
hosting some classes.
Yeah. I still need to do a sharing class. I know. I've had some people message me. I've helped some people privately when they DM me. I can help them troubleshoot and get their machine, you know, to do it right. But I really do want to do a course or a class. Maybe I'll record something. I have a list of things I want to do.
I know.
I need to hire an assistant.
Is that possible?
I need to hire an assistant to just manage all the things I don't want to do, which Ashley already does a lot of the things I don't like to do. That's why we make a good team with this podcast.
Do the things that I don't like to do, which I mean, it sounds bad, but like the talking to the guest thing is just like,
like trying to like invite them on. Yeah, and yeah. It's a warm pitch.
Social anxiety.
Because, yeah. I'm a networker. Yeah. I love it.
I'm not.
That's been my whole career is networking and recruiting and building relationships. So it just comes like, I'm going to talk to them regardless.
I always feel like they're going to get mad at me for everything I ever say.
Yeah. I just don't care.
A fear of judgment, I think. It's ridiculous.
The crippling fear of being judged for saying anything to anyone.
Like little kids. I should go to therapy, actually.
Actually, for the record, y'all, it was her idea we started this podcast. She approached me. Know. So what know. Were you thinking? There's your answer. She wasn't.
It wasn't. That's my other thing is that I'm not a thinker. I'm a just doer.
But then you're scared to do it. So then you think to not do it. And then it's a vicious cycle.
Like, I'm not like the person who's booking or like planning a vacation 6 months in advance. I'm like, we should go on vacation. Want to go like in a couple weeks? Okay.
Yeah, no, I'm a planner.
No.
It's funny because we have so much in common, but we are very opposite in our personalities and how we think and
the quirks. It's good.
Makes us a good dynamic, a good duo. Because she does like all of our website, all of our newsletters and all of that. And it's like, oh, I can't, I don't like sitting in front of a computer more than I have to. I already have to do it for work. So the fact that she's willing to take on that and do it, I'm like,
see, I could do it for so much longer if I could just find a chair that was actually comfortable. Yeah. And I've spent hundreds and hundreds of dollars on chairs and I can't find one that I can sit in for longer than like 4 hours without being in like pain.
Well, I think that's just because you're not supposed to sit for 4 hours straight.
I feel like you should be able to. Maybe I'll go get one of those like ball chairs.
Oh gosh. Like the white Buso balls. Yeah.
And just go like this all day.
She's going to be in our podcast just
bouncing.
So if you get a little nauseous, it's because she's bouncing up and down. It's a good core workout, though.
Uh-huh.
You know, the lady that I bought my industrial machine from, she has a whole shop that she's set up in.
And she has the chairs.
She has, it's a Bosu. It's like one of those exercise balls. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so it's the whole ball. The ball sits into this plastic frame.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So it doesn't roll around.
I think Costco had them.
Uh-huh. And then it has a back that comes up behind the ball. So it's like a chair, but the ball is what you sit on. But then the ball is in this plastic frame. So if you need to wheel it around like a wheelie chair, you can. Mm-hmm. But it's still the ball. But then she also had, and this is one that I want to get, is a stool that goes up and down. Mm-hmm. So it's just a stool. There's no back or anything, but the top of the stool is like half of one of those balls, which is like called a Bosu ball, where it's flat on the bottom and it's just the ball, like round part on the top. Mm-hmm. Cause people will like, when I used to go to the gym, I love those because you can stand on those and do squats and you're having to balance on it. Mm-hmm. It's flat. So it's not going to roll out from under you, but you're still on a wobbly inflated thing, but it's a stool. Like this version that she had was a stool. I sat on it. I was like, oh, I like this. Because my stool gives me hip pain. And maybe it's because I'm almost 40. I don't know. But it gives me hip pain if I sit on it too long at the sewing machine. And honestly, we can all say that 4 hours can go by pretty quickly when you're sitting at a sewing machine.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen that chair that has like, I think it's like a stool, but then it also has like this other part in front of it. And if you wanted to sit like crisscross applesauce.
Oh my gosh. That's like the perfect chair for someone with ADHD.
Yeah. And then
I want one so bad.
And
yes.
Like it
looks. I fidget.
Yeah.
I fidget a lot. I love it. It's just, it kind of takes up a bit of space and I don't have a ton of space to move it around. It would have to be one that I could just use at my computer.
Mm-hmm.
I really want one. They're expensive though.
Oh God. How much?
I don't know. I haven't looked in a little while, but the reason I didn't get one when they first came out was because it's a little outside of my budget.
I end up sitting on my leg a lot. Like I'll like,
and then it falls asleep.
Yeah, but it slowly just slips out and then I readjust. Like, and I'm sure for circulation, it's not good to do that.
No, I think you get those spider veins on your legs.
Yeah.
sitting too long.
But it's just like me trying to relieve half of my hip, I guess, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were never really like taught how to like properly sit in a chair.
No, but if anybody has a good recommendation for like a good chair that you can sit in for a good amount of time, please let me know. Send me a private DM because
you know they have those arrow chairs for sewing, the arrow ARROW chairs. They had one at the Sew Magical Expo in Tennessee, and it was the first time I've ever sat in one. I've seen them. It's just a square base with like a rectangular back, and it's kind of a lower profile, and it's on wheels. And the base of it will open and be storage underneath, which if I put anything in there, I would forget and never find it again. So,
right.
But they're like $300 to $500.
Why are they so expensive?
And they're like so basic. I don't know. I don't know. But
I could make that, I feel like.
But I was always kind of wondering, like, it's such a basic looking chair, but sewists seem to really love it. And they have a ton of cute patterns. And I'm not really a pattern person for stuff like that. So I would have probably gotten a solid. So to me, I feel like that shouldn't be $300, but whatever. So I finally sat in one for the first time at the Sew Magical Expo in Tennessee. And I was like, okay, that's really comfortable. It's a nice wide seat, really comfortable. I had back support, but then I was sitting there for a second and I was just like, but when am I ever leaning back in my chair at my computer or at my sewing machine? I'm not. Even at my computer, I'm leaning forward.
Like, you don't need a back support?
I mean, it's nice to have if I needed to lean back, but it's like, and it was comfortable, but the reality is, like, I'm usually, like, sitting up high and looking down into my machine and, like, leaning over into it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not so much my back that needs the support. It's more my hips, but, you know, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I've tried desk chairs. I've tried smaller chairs. I've tried stools. I don't know.
That chair is $800.
In Canada?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're not cheap. Even on Amazon, they're not cheap.
Yeah, I'm on Amazon.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. And they could be more if you get them straight from, like, the source.
That's
so crazy. I was like, well, I almost got it, but then, because they were running, like, a really good deal at the Sew Magical Expo, but actually, Kasaya and I talked about it, because I was talking to her about the chair, and she's like, you know, she's like, I have a chair for less than that. I need to find out which one she has. She really likes her chair.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, the back support isn't a deal breaker for her because she's like, when do I ever like sit back in my chair? Like I'm usually leaning into my machine. I was like, that's a valid point.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I typically sew with a stool.
Mm.
And my stool's on wheels and it's from like TJ Maxx or Home Goods or something like that. I've had it for years and I can roll from my FOF right over to my serger for my Viking. I can roll down to my next Singer machine. I can roll right over to my computer.
Mm-hmm.
And then I can roll right around my entire island that I'm cutting on. And it's adjustable in height. So, I mean, I really like it. I need something a little bigger for my booty.
Yeah.
And that's the truth of it. I just need something that's a little more comfortable for my hips. It's not great. So any suggestions? We are open.
The quest continues.
I will drop money on fabric. I'll drop money on a sewing machine. I'll drop money on supplies to sew, but not a seat, apparently. I don't know. I don't know why that's where I draw the line.
I know, but you use it more than all the other things.
I know. I use it with everything. So I'd love to have a great chair. I don't want something big, though. My space is small.
Yeah, Adam bought me the big Lazy Boy chair. It was a Lazy Boy, like, office chair from Costco. You may have seen it.
Mm-hmm.
It's so uncomfortable and the seat is so cushy that you feel like it wants to throw you off the front of it.
Mm.
Disappointing.
That is disappointing.
In my opinion. $250 is expensive to me. But that's like the expensive chair at Costco. So,
okay, so this Bosu ball stool on Amazon, I found one. $73.
Mm.
It's normally $120. And then like the exercise chair, it looks like it can be anywhere from $70 to $100. I don't know if that includes the ball. That may be separate. I didn't read into it, but I don't know. I feel like I might get one of the stools.
Hmm.
And give it a go. Maybe I'll give that to myself for my birthday next month. Happy birthday to me. Here's an ergonomic stool for your horrible hips.
Oh my God.
I mean,
yep.
Why not?
That is the gift of love, because
it's a gift that keeps on gifting, because I can keep on sewing.
Yeah.
If it works, if it's comfortable, we'll see. Yes. But anyways,
fine, you can take it back.
Amazon makes that easy, don't they?
I don't know.
They really do. So I have a question.
Yeah.
Before we wrap up our chat today, what would you say has been the most impactful thing that's happened over the past year of our podcast for you? You didn't know I was going to ask that question.
No. I'm very insecure, so it's pretty amazing how many people actually like me.
What? Yeah. I love you.
That's been impactful.
In what way?
Like, just
made you kind of
the friends that I've gained.
Yeah. Come out of your shell a little bit.
Yeah, exactly.
Out of your comfort zone. And realize it's not so bad in the deep end. It's okay. Come join us. You're not going to drown.
I've been in the shallow end for years.
We're going to support you. We won't let you drown. Mm-hmm. We'll give you some floaties.
Exactly.
If you need a break and go back to the shallow end, you absolutely can.
Which is what I did last week. We could
drag you right back when we need you to be social again.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm proud of you. I'm really proud of you.
I know. I've changed a lot in the past year.
You know, we've had several people say, you know, Bethany talks the whole podcast and Ashley doesn't talk a whole lot. And it's not intentional.
No.
It's just, that's our personalities.
And honestly, I can't really talk a lot because I lose train of thought. And then I don't know where I was going with this. So
but
I'm
when
just like,
Ashley does chime in, it's very profound things that she has to say. And she relates to that topic and she will say her piece. So it's not like I'm drowning her out and we don't hear from her because of me. It's just our different personalities and that's what she's comfortable with.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with being the one that talks a little more and that's fine.
Yeah. And she, yeah, because
it's not because I'm hogging airtime.
It was just me. I don't know if it would be as compelling. I really don't. And like I said, I will lose my train of thought and then I forget what I was talking about. So then Bethany just like reins it back and I'm like, oh, okay, like, that's right. That's where I was going.
As we were saying. Yeah. I mean, but then sometimes I can get off on tangents and it happens.
Yeah.
It happens. It's fine. Out. We very much are very unscripted and we just go with the flow.
Yeah.
And our conversations evolve. Mm-hmm. We hit record and we're like, okay.
I mean, obviously
some podcasts we really plan out and have a lot more thought into.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll be more of what we do this year as we plan out our topics. But
so the time invested into the podcast, it's still probably going to be just as much. It's just,
if not more, to be honest, but it's not going to be
ourselves a break. Oh wait, no, we're not.
No, we're not. It's just, we're not solely relying on other people to show up.
Right.
Versus it's just on us. So
yeah,
mostly
we've had,
so that's going to be a big change.
Not gonna lie. We've had some bad experiences that nobody knows
about.
Some
people that just didn't show up. That's okay.
Of course.
They weren't meant to be on our podcast. That's okay. It just kind of throws us off because we kind of don't plan out too far in advance. So cause of our schedules. So that threw us for some curveballs.
Yeah.
But that's okay. It always seemed to work out. It always seemed to work out, but we're just trying to eliminate some of that stress.
Yes.
By adding different stress
that
we can control.
Yeah, so, I think that's it.
That's a good way of putting it. But so we're excited. We're super pumped. If you're not subscribed to our newsletter, let's just say that real quick. Not only go subscribe to our YouTube channel, but you need to subscribe to our newsletter, which is emailed once a week on the day of our podcast release. Because when we start releasing this content that you guys can download and have as a resource, guess where it's going to be linked?
Yeah.
In those newsletters and on our website. And you wouldn't know about it if you missed the newsletter. So we'll be sure to include a link in the description, as we always do, of how to sign up for our newsletter. It's just real simple. We do not bombard you. We're not selling products every week.
No, I send one email a week and that is it.
It's usually just talking about what the podcast is about that day, feature a little bio about a guest if or whatever the topic is, and a link to the podcast to listen or watch, and any other resources. Yeah, what's coming up next, and any resources that we're going to be offering.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing I want us to make sure that we continue to do, Ashley, is our guest, our listener involvement.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Those were some of our... up. Yeah, so if you guys have participated in our previous episodes, like our wedding DIY wedding episode, or the episode where we said, share your favorite summer makes. There was an episode where we asked you guys to share pictures of your sewing space because we wanted to see different people's spaces from all around the world. And you guys deliver every single time. So we're going to be creating a hopefully a different format for you to submit those kind of submissions and feedback and input on our website. So when we ask for it, you can go there and submit photos and information and stuff, hopefully. But we're really excited to be doing more of that because those have been some of our most popular episodes is when our listeners get involved.
Mm-hmm.
And we love it when you get involved. So, I mean, we started all of this for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
So your involvement is so important to us and we appreciate it. So we want to do more of that this year.
Yeah. And now that the holidays is approaching, like we want to see your stuff. Okay.
We want to see what you're making. It's like an adult show and tell.
Oh yeah. I'm so excited.
I want to see your
handmade decorations. I want to see your handmade gifts. I want to see it all. Okay.
Maybe we'll do one in October for costumes.
Yes.
I have some adorable pictures of Brock when he was a baby.
She wanted to be the Grim Reaper.
That's dark. Jeez.
She's 11 now.
11 is rough.
Apparently. Like the teenage hormones.
Preteen hormones. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, we've gone from like, I want to be a Disney character to the Grim Reaper. Like what just happened? You were just Elsa like a few years ago, 3 years in a row.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
That's so funny. Brock has gone through like wanting to be some different video game characters and stuff, but his go-to for several that he's the one he's worn the most over the years is Harry Potter.
Yeah.
And so last year I made him a new Harry Potter cloak because this one that he had from when he was like 9.
Oh yeah,
was like tiny on him, and you know because now he's like 6 feet tall.
You just put it in the front.
It was so funny. He put it on. And the sleeves that were long sleeves before were like short sleeves. It was so cute. I took a picture of him wearing his original one. And then I took a picture of him wearing his new one. And he was standing in the same stance as the picture I have from when he was 9 wearing it. And it was so cute. But he really likes his new one.
For this one? It was 4 yards of fabric.
It was a lot, but I used fleece.
Yeah.
So it's really warm.
Mm-hmm.
And so he wore his Hogwarts t-shirt. He got like a Hogwarts Gryffindor tie. It was a clip-on tie and it fell off and we don't know what happened to it.
No.
In the neighborhood. He had the little plastic glasses and then I used eyeliner to do the little lightning bolt. And he just wore black jeans and you know, he was warm and cozy. It was raining last Halloween. So I'm out there with an umbrella walking around the neighborhood with him and he's in his cloak and it's got this big hood on it. And the inside of the cloak was red because he's Gryffindor. The outside is black. So it's very, and it had a really cool like closure on the front that I bought, like a hook and loop, but it was bigger. It was really, I'll have to share that video again. We went to my parents' house because they have like 3 acres and we were in their backyard in the woods and all the leaves had started to fall. So it was just kind of bare trees and leaves. And I was like, okay, we're going to take a video for Instagram. And he got into it and he's like hiding behind trees and doing all the poses. Then he starts dancing. I mean, he's a character.
Aww.
He had so much fun. He just gets into character when he puts this on. It's so fun. I love it. You know, he's 17 now.
Wow.
But he'll still probably want to wear it this year and hand out candy to the kids. Maybe he'll go to a few houses, like our neighbors and stuff. But I just love that he's still kind of a kid at heart. I just want to keep him as young as long as possible.
I know.
Innocent as possible. Yeah.
Mm.
Well, guys, a year. We've done this for a year.
Yep.
And we're kicking it off. We're doing some big changes. I hope you guys are pumped about it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pumped about it. We have some work to do, Ashley.
Duper. Yeah, we do. But that's okay. It's a labor of love.
It is. We're excited. Yeah. Lots to come. And we can't wait for you guys to get involved more.
Mm-hmm.
So
we love all of you, just so you know. Every single one of you. So thank you for listening and tuning in every Tuesday and making us a part of your life.
I know.
It's an honor.
It really is. It's really sweet. You know what I really love is during the week, especially on Tuesdays and sometimes Wednesdays is when we get most of them, is we get email notifications when someone comments on our podcast on YouTube. Because you can't leave a comment on a podcast that you listen to, but you can over on YouTube.
Yeah.
Because it's a video. So people will watch it or they'll listen and then go to YouTube and leave a comment on that episode and give feedback or say how much they love the guest or whatever our topic was, or even give suggestions. And we love those.
Yeah.
We love those. Those just are these little bits of encouragement that we get every time we release a podcast. So if you're not subscribed to our YouTube channel,
like,
you want to give us some feedback, that's a great way to do it. Listen to it, but then hop on over and be like, chime in on the video version. Just leave a comment. We'd love to hear from you.
Like Haley Sykes said, congratulations on a year of the best podcast ever.
Aww.
Love watching your podcast so much. Like,
that's so sweet. Maybe. No, we need that because we do a lot of work for this.
Yeah.
And sometimes we're like, why are we doing this? And then sometimes we love what we're doing. I mean, we always love it, but you know. There's ebbs and flows, and this is those little bits of encouragement throughout the week when we release a new episode is always nice. So we appreciate it. So we see it.
We
may not respond to all of them, but we read every single one, every single one. And sometimes I screenshot them to Ashley to make sure she read them too.
Oh yeah, of course.
I'm like, hey, did you see this? Or I'll screenshot it to our guest who maybe you're talking about or, giving feedback on or asking a question to. And I'll be like, hey, this question popped up on our video. If you want to go respond to them.
Yeah.
Because then the guest is responding. So, yeah, we've done that. So, yeah, we appreciate it. All right, guys. Well, as always, you know how to listen to us. You know how to watch us.
Yeah.
We appreciate you being here. We hope you've taken some time to go back and listen to some of those previous episodes that we revisited last week.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope you guys are ready for kind of a new adventure with us. We're so excited.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are going to love it. And I hope so. All right.
Hey.
And go get Ashley's pattern, backpack pattern.
Yay.
All right, guys. Have a good one. We'll see you next week and happy sewing.
Bye.
Bye.